This evening in South Milwaukee, several elected officials will host a town hall-style meeting to garner opposition to a potential study of the Hone Bridge's future. Earlier this summer, the Metropolitan Milwaukee Association of Commerce petitioned Governor Doyle seeking an in-depth study of alternatives for the repair or replacement of the Hone. Since then, the newly formed Coalition to Save the Hone has circulated petitions of its own, opposing any effort to tear down the three-decade-old bridge. The effort is headed by County Supervisor Patricia Jerzyk, who's with us in Studio B. Welcome to Lake Effect.
Thank you.
Why are you concerned about the study of the future of the Hone?
I would suggest to you that stating there should be a study is making an assumption. And I'll ask the question, what are we studying? Should we put a bridge over the Port of Milwaukee? The Hone Bridge is there. Should we connect the Marquette Interchange, which was newly reconstructed, to the Hone Bridge? That was completed last year. And in fact, the Marquette Interchange connects to the Hone Bridge. Should 794 be extended off the Hone Bridge? That was finished in 1997. Should the Hone Bridge be part of our long-range transportation planning? That study was done by SewerPAC, published in 2007. The Hone Bridge is, in fact, part of the major corridor of transportation and connects to 794 and continues to be part of the transportation plan through 2035. I would add the fact that transportation planning through SewerPAC is done in proper channels with public hearings, input from committee members, and so on. This effort to do a study with HNTB to look at alternatives to the Hone is, in my opinion, an agenda outside the mainstream. And when someone suggests that, why don't we just look at a study and get the facts, my response is, you're either 30 years too late, 10 years too late, or 2 years too late. And if we're going to do that, let's put it in the mainstream of our planning, and 2035 would be an appropriate time to let's look at the Hone Bridge again.
The issue that that many have raised is that the Hone Bridge is in rough shape, and you know, you take a drive over the Hone Bridge and you can tell that from the bridge deck. Do you think a study needs to be done, but limited to how to fix the Hone Bridge? Should there be some kind of a limited study, or should the default solution just be let's figure out how much it costs to fix this and fix it?
First of all, DOT, Department of Transportation, knows the Hone Bridge needs to be resurfaced. A life expectancy of a roadway is 25 to 30 years, and the Hone Bridge is now beyond that. In terms of cost, that's an interesting issue. I received a letter from Senator Jeff Plaley in which I asked the senator, is there either a plan to resurface or demolish the Hone Bridge? And Senator Plaley, who's on, in fact, leads the Transportation Committee, then got that information for me and sent a letter back indicating that there is no cost estimate for demolishing the Hone, but he used the figure of $220 million to resurface that. That's one-fourth the cost of the entire Marquette Interchange. We're not looking to rebuild a bridge over the port. We have the bridge. We're looking to resurface it, and to suggest that $220 million is the figure, one-fourth the cost of the entire Marquette Interchange, I question that figure. We've done some research. I've found estimates in the $40 million range published just as recently as 2 years ago. I would submit we really don't have the bids on that. The Hone Bridge should have been resurfaced in 2011. It wasn't in the budget. Now they're talking 2013. I think some of this discussion of the Hone Bridge has been disingenuous from the Department of Transportation's point of view.
Why is the Hone Bridge in its current form so significant to you and many of your constituents?
It's extremely significant. I mean, I remember I was a student at UWM myself, used to ride from UWM to the South Shore area of, say, South Milwaukee. That ride, especially if you're going during rush hour traffic, you'd hit the Allen Bradley factory corridor, you'd hit all those industrial sites along either 1st or 2nd Street. And if you actually happened to have to stop at the river because a boat was going through the port, the ride took well over an hour. Even with the bridge not open, it was about an hour's commute during very busy times. That bridge shortened the commute to really 15, 20 minutes, a very reasonable commute. And I would suggest to you, when that bridge was finished, the major renaissance in Bayview, and now that continues to move further south, took place on the South Shore. Millions and millions of dollars of new business and improvements are taking place on the South Shore. And I could go on and on about that. The bridge is extremely important, but it's also important to the Port of Milwaukee. I've gotten a lot of calls from businesses incredulous to the fact that the Hone Bridge might be removed. Our port is a very easy port in terms of ingress and egress and access to businesses, moving products onto the Hone and across the either 794 or I-94 system. So it's been a very good bridge in terms of servicing not only business, but also residents and so on.
There are some, and mainly within the Metropolitan Milwaukee Association of Commerce, who have said that that removing the Hone and opening up that part of the lakefront to development could add billions of dollars in new economic development to that area. What's your take on development taking place there versus the development that's already taken place in Bayview that you say was allowed really by the Hone?
Well, not only Bayview, but St. Francis, Cudahy, South Milwaukee, all the way into Oak Creek. And thank you for bringing up MMAC. They provided a bully pulpit to HNTB, who was invited to speak, and presented their plans on alternatives to the Hone. And, of course, they have a couple different plans, but they would basically be moving the Port of Milwaukee into a much smaller space, significantly reducing the value of the port and replacing it instead with mixed use, some residential condo development, recreational sites, and so on. The MMAC then also wrote a letter to the governor asking the governor to really short-track the studies for alternatives to the Hone. I would suggest to MMAC that they give a bully pulpit to the Coalition to Save the Hone as well, so we can present to their membership the importance of the port and that transportation corridor into our South Shore suburbs. I would also suggest that that figure floated by HNTB in terms of the worth and value of redevelopment is more than matched by the development that's gone on because of the Hone in the South Shore suburbs and communities.
Well, thank you so much for sharing your perspective on this, and best of luck to you.
Thank you.
Milwaukee County Supervisor Patricia Jurcik represents the 8th District along the South Shore. She's a member of the Coalition to Save the Hone Bridge, which holds town hall meetings tonight in South Milwaukee and next Thursday in Cudahy. There's more information on our website, wuwm.com. There is more of Lake Effect coming up next with our film segment in a moment on WUWM.